Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. And today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy new resolutions in this new year. Are you clear about your intentions this year? Have you written them down? Have you spoken the spoken words as your thoughts and in your intentions about your resolutions? Do you have doubts about your resolutions? Are you present with your resolutions? Are you fearful that you may not fulfill your resolutions? What state of mind are you in the present moment about yourself and about your life? My invitation to you is to simply be with me right here, right now, in the present moment, as we choose together to move forward, expanding our consciousness, praying, meditating, within and without, inside and out, connecting to our true selves, God, the divine, and all that there is. How wonderful it is to know that we are not alone in this life. Truly, support, love is all around us. The presence of beauty is all around us. Our God-given will, our reason, the power to choose, is within us, moment by moment. Right here, right now, I would like to simply remind you of who you are. You are a wonderful emanation of God, the divine, of beauty, of the beauty within every rose, within every flower, within the grace of God and the universe. Sometimes I refer to our Creator as God, sometimes as the divine, other times as the universe, so many terms for our provider, for our love, as light, as source, as infinite intelligence, as creative intelligence, as whatever it is, this divine energy within your soul, whatever you call it, let it be. For we are all attuning to the same energy in this moment, the highest energy that there is, the highest energy of fulfillment and peace. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer, meditation, and some thoughts as I am living and channeling the present moment through the divine God within me, from my consciousness to yours, creating oneness in the moment. So, I invite you, I encourage you to open up yourself, open up your heart, open up your being in the present moment. I invite you to be open to expect the magnificent, unexpected presence of love, of the joy within your soul, of peace from your head down to your toes. I invite you to be open to the divine intelligence and the creative energy within you. The time is here for you to unblock the blocked energies within you, to let go of the resistance, of the illusion within your thoughts, within your heart, within every cell of your being. You have choice in this moment to release and let go. How will you choose to use your God-given will at this moment? Will you choose to hold on? Will you choose to be stubborn? Will you choose to resist? Will you allow the illusion within your ego to control you, to to disempower you, to discourage you, or will you choose to open up your heart where God is, where love is, where creation and causing, goodness and grace and blessings and the miracles of life are? What will you choose? Choose it now. Declare it. I encourage you to declare it. I choose freedom. I choose happiness. I choose the power of God within me. I choose to release the old patterns, the old concepts, the old ideas, the old disempowering, weakening, limiting decisions and beliefs that I have created for myself in the past that inhibit my creativity to unleash and fulfill every moment with myself, with my family, with my loved ones, with my co-workers and colleagues, within my career and every relationship, within my physical being. I let it go. I release in this moment. This is my invitation to you in the now. So we are together here. What will we do? We will do right now what is for our highest and greatest good, which is to take several deep cleansing breaths in, bringing ourselves into the present moment while releasing any tension from head to toe. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you with me? I invite you to be with me. Here we go. Take a deep cleansing breath in. And release with an ah. Yes, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Clear yourself. Here we go. Another one. Take another deep cleansing breath in. And release again. Ah, let it go. Let go of all the tension, all the resistance. Yes, let it go. Just say it. I let it go. I release it. Yes, with your intention, all things are possible. One more time. Take a deep cleansing breath in. Hold. And now release again. Ah. Yes. Attuning ourselves to the breath of life, to God, to the freshness and the beauty available here for us in the present moment. Yes. We're all in this together. We all encounter each other moment by moment every day as we continue this journey together, as we have chosen, key word, chosen, to live this life here, together. I invite you, wherever you are, to make yourself comfortable. Yes, make yourself comfortable. You can do it. Allow yourself to have this moment of peace for yourself, for you're worthy and deserving of doing so. And for those who have accepted this invitation, I am grateful. And for those who have denied this invitation, I am grateful as well. For the time will come when you will choose to be with me and all that there is, creating oneness and unity inside and out. So, allowing ourselves to be present, allowing ourselves to be comfortable, allowing ourselves to witness any thoughts and emotions as they simply are. In this moment, we are not resisting, for when we are resisting, we are not present. When thoughts come by, we simply acknowledge and we say, thank you. Thank you. I acknowledge you. As thoughts have messages for us, as thoughts are knocking on the door of our brain, knocking over and over, which thoughts have we denied? Which thoughts have we accepted? Let us accept thoughts that are empowering, thoughts that are fulfilling, thoughts that raise our vibration, thoughts that improve and expand our consciousness, our self-esteem, our self-confidence, our self-acceptance, our self-respect, our self-worth, and our self-deserve. So many times in life we are encountering people whom with their own judgments judge us. And what do? We choose to accept the judgments. In this moment, we are here to release, reject any judgments from other people that we have accepted. I release any judgments about myself and about others in this moment. I free myself. As we release judgments, we free ourselves. As we free ourselves, we feel lighter. We feel good about ourselves. When we feel good about ourselves, we feel good about other people. When we are clear within, we are clear without. When we are clear within, we are clear with other people. Therefore, we do not judge. We do not criticize. We do not condemn. When we have and live with anger, we are not clear. When we have and live and be resentful, we are not clear. We are bound by the illusion of our ego dominating the light within us. In this moment of releasing and accepting light, we release the old, we accept the light of the universe, the light within our soul. The light of God and all that there is, illuminating eternally within us. In this moment, I want you to imagine a golden sun on top of your head. Wherever you are comfortable, you are free, you are one with yourself, you are one with me, and you are one with all. And how fulfilling it is for this oneness taking place. Again, we go back to the golden sun on top of your head, on top of your crown chakra. So beautiful, so illuminating, so golden. Sun, as the presence of God, as the presence of all the attributes of goodness, of grace, creating and causing wonderful, magnificent, inspiring ideas and healing and transformation within you, awakening you to your true self in the moment, awakening you to your creative self in the moment, awakening you to your heart's desire in the moment. Please take another deep cleansing breath in, uniting yourself with this golden sun, and exhaling so ever peacefully. I invite you to draw in this golden sun from the top of your head very slowly, very gently, and so ever joyfully, with an open heart, as this is God descending onto you from the heavens up above, rejoicing with the God within you as you are reuniting. A reunion is taking place within you, creating wholeness. Step by step, moment by moment, as this golden light fulfills every space, every cell, every atom, every molecule, every space in your being, as you have chosen to be one. Drawing it down at your own pace, for I am guiding you, and your inner guidance is guiding you every moment, as you draw in this light, feeling so peaceful, so calm, knowing that with God, with our source, with our creator, with our positive, illuminating intentions, attending to this light, all things are possible. As you continue to breathe in, you are breathing in this light with a wonderful, empowering, magnificent, wonderful, inspiring boundless attributes of God, filling every cell with healing energy, healing your mind, healing your body, healing your soul as you're filled with light. Can you imagine? Can you see yourself full of light? Do you hear the voice of God and all that there is? What are you sensing in this moment? Are you cold? Are you warm? Are you generous with yourself? Are you open to God's light? Focus from head to toe. As you are in the present moment, you are one with the love of God, the love of our Creator, the love of the universe, the love of the divine, the love within the light, expanding. As you're filled, this light is expanding out of you into your aura, into the life energy outside of your body, filling it with light and dissolving and diminishing any darkness in your aura and any darkness within you, balancing you, harmonizing you, freeing you. Yes, let us say yes to this light. Let us say yes to healing. Let us say yes to love right here, right now. As we say yes, we accept. As we say yes, we are one. As we are one with the light, we are one with ourselves. As we are one with ourselves, we are one with God and life. So therefore, there is oneness and there is wholeness taking place. I invite you to specifically draw the light into yourselves. It really doesn't matter if you cannot envision yourselves. Just by your intention, your desire, what you want is taking place right here, right now. And our intention is for every cell, every organ, every muscle, every tissue, every space in our beings, in our physical bodies, in our mental bodies, in our emotional bodies, in our spiritual bodies, to be filled and fulfilled with the light of God as healing is taking place. Beautiful people, healing is individual healing taking place for each individual as they need it in the present moment. So each individual, as each children of God, has different needs of healing in this moment. So we let go and we let God. We let go and we let the light. We let go and we allow this light for our highest, greatest good, trusting, having faith that the proper healing for our mind, body, and soul is taking place as harmony, as balance, awakening to our true self, creating oneness inside. I invite you again to take another breath in and exhale out. If you feel your body swaying or wanting to move, please allow yourself to do so. Allow yourself to be one. Allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to dance with the light of God within your soul. Allow yourself to dance with yourself in this moment. You are so worthy. You are so good. You are so beautiful. You are so deserving. You are so magnificent. You are the light. As you are in the present moment, you are detaching from your fears, from your doubts, from your worries, from your anxieties, from your anger, from your resentment, from your envy, from your jealousy and your sorrow and your despair and agitation and frustration and sadness. This is your choice. Some of you have been in this state for too long. Too long. What have you gained? You gained what you gained. You gain your spiritual learnings and you move on to the next stage in your life. Some of you may be mourning the loss of a relationship, a death, loss of a career, an illness, health taking place. I invite you to be okay and to accept whatever is going on in your life. I have been there. You're in it. Others have experienced what you're experiencing on some level. It's all okay. Only it is okay as we accept that we are going through what we're going through. And as we are growing. We are expanding. We are growing physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We are growing in consciousness. And to do so is to release the past. I invite you all to forgive yourself. I forgive myself for judging myself. I forgive myself for criticizing myself. I forgive myself for being so hard on myself. I forgive myself for being a perfectionist in every area of my life that is creating tension in me. I forgive myself for being hard on other people. I forgive myself for not being understanding and compassionate of myself and my loved ones and humanity itself. I forgive myself for I did not know. For I did not know, and now I know, and I forgive myself, and I love myself, and I accept myself. And I know that as I am creating this healing energy within me, God is with me, God is forgiving me. For God's will for me is for me to be free of myself, to be free of my disempowering thoughts, illusional, delusional thoughts. And as I am free, I am able to free others. This is how it works. When I am free, I am able to free others through my own clarity, through my own freedom, through my own courage, through my own self-love, I am able to free myself and free others. Therefore, in this moment, I choose to forgive all those whom I believe have hurt me. I forgive all those whom I believe have judged me and criticized me, have abused me, for I am forgiving others for myself, for my own soul. For I am creating wholeness, filling in the holes within my soul with my forgiveness. And as I do so, I raise in consciousness, creating goodness outside of me. As I am fulfilled within, therefore I have the courage, the power, the love within me to create goodness, unity, oneness, love, joy, peace, happiness, gatherings, celebrations of life outside of me. I forgive myself. I forgive others. And now I ask for forgiveness. I ask for forgiveness for all those who I have hurt. I have been angry with. I have judged. For I know that I have, for I am human. I make mistakes and I grow. Therefore, I ask you. I invite you now to use your mind, your mind's eye, to visualize and imagine anyone that you would like to forgive and ask forgiveness in your mind's eye. See them clearly. For we are working on an energetic level. And as you're being authentic, sincere, with yourself, with others, you're dissolving any bondage. You're dissolving any resistance. You are dissolving any blockage and stagnation between yourself, your soul, and between others, creating a way for love to take place. Why would you want to establish love? Why do you want to be close to God and to yourself? Why do you want to be happy? For deep inside of you, there is that place, there is that desire, there is that voice that says, I want to be free. I want to be peaceful. I want love. I want to be joyful. I want compassion, and I do want to be compassionate towards others. I would like to live with a smile on my face and see a smile on my loved ones. Hear their smiles and their laughters. Hear the voice of God within them as they exchange words with me. This is true for all of us. Some of us may not be aware at this time, but this is true fulfillment on a soul level for all of us. So therefore, see the people, one or two or more. See them as you forgive them, as you forgive them and ask them, those people, those children of God, for forgiveness. In this moment, please put yourself in your mind's eye with all of the beloved children of God, your friends, your family, this gathering taking place in your consciousness. I invite you to surround you and all of those wonderful people that you have forgiven and asked for forgiveness. Surround them with the white light, golden light, purple light of God. Whichever comes into your consciousness is perfectly fine. Any other colors of life, the colors of the rainbow, is totally fine. There is no one way to God. There is many ways, many paths to God. And your own unique way is perfect as it is. So we see the light of God surrounding, loving, protecting. As the oneness is taking place, a freeing is taking place. A rejoicing, happiness is taking place. Clearing energies and allowing a new to take place. You have choice. You have your will. What new energies would you like to create and cause as a possibility within the realm of all God's possibilities for all of us? Love, give it to yourself and others. Peace, give it to yourself and others. Joy and happiness, give it to yourself and others. Generosity, give it to yourself and others. Understanding, compassion, give it to yourself and others. Abundance, wealth, prosperity, give it to yourself and others. Beauty, creativity, kindness, clarity, wisdom, serenity, harmony, God's power, God's strength, God's passion, give it to yourself and others. Acceptance, patience, certainty, faith, whatever else comes into your mind, give it to yourself and others. Give yourself the power of responsibility and give it to the others. Give joyfully. Give joyfully. Give passionately. Give willingly. Give. Give, give. For as we give, we shall receive. the law of give and receive taking place. As we give love, we receive love. As we are open to give and receive, this law of circulation taking place on an energetic level. How will it manifest on a physical level? As hugs. As listening patiently in communication to others. As the exchange of God's love as money taking place, the law of circulation is in action, circulating within you, within others. Can you see? Can you imagine? Can you create this law of circulation through every country in the world, creating, causing unity and oneness, creating, causing love and sharing? Creating, causing everything that is harmonious, creating, causing peace, food, shelter, support, guidance, assistance, protection, creating, causing your soul's desire as you intend in the present moment. Can you imagine how many people can unify at this time, causing on an energetic level a union and a reunion of the goodness and the grace of God taking place here? And what is the outcome? What is the result? You know it in your heart, you know it in your consciousness, as you are present to the truth within you, the authentic self within you, revealing, awakening, inspiring you. I ask you this question in this moment. How can you make a difference for yourself in this moment of inspiration? How can you make a difference and transform your life in such a way that it creates joy and abundance, and healing, and whatever else you desire in your life, a new job, a new relationship, fulfillment on any level? How can you cause and make a difference? In this moment, I invite you to just be and allow any sensations, any inspirations to come to you, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. It may come to you as a picture, it may come to you as a sound, it may come to you as an image, it may come to you as a feeling, it may come to you in any way as a knowing. What are you knowing? I invite you to get what you get without any judgment. For when you are judging, you're not in the present moment. And just trust that what you get is the presence of your soul speaking to you, your true self, your God, your authentic self speaking to you. And if you haven't received any inspirations, healings, I invite you to be patient as it will come to you shortly. How can you and I and all make a difference? And why would we want to make a difference? We would want to make a difference for ourselves. For we are here to spread light. For we are here to grow. For we are here to share. When was the last time you shared something within you? Something of you? You shared your knowledge. You shared your wisdom. You shared an insight. You shared something special of you. When was the last time you shared something you had with another human being? A bite to eat. You shared the love of God as money with another human being. When was the last time you shared your love with your family, with your children, with your spouse, with your partner, with your colleague, with your boss, with your helpers, with your students, with your teachers, with your friends, with your relatives, with your enemies, and why would you want to share? And why would you want to share, especially with your enemies? For they have done you harm. Why would you want to stand tall within the grace of God, perhaps? Why would you want to share? For when you share the love within you grows. There is no end to the love within us. The love within us is infinite love, is eternal love, is boundless love. It just generates and regenerates. It keeps on going, it keeps on growing. And why would you? For your love for another person, for your love for another human being will impact that person in such a way that that person will awaken. Isn't this what we all want? Ultimately? Some of us have chosen to live a lonely life. A life where you feel that, or one feels that they are happy being alone. But is that the truth? Or have we closed ourselves to the oneness, to the love within our heart? For we have been hurt. For we have perceived others to be bad. For we have not forgiven ourselves and others. Why share? Share only to expand the love within you. For the love within you will heal your pain on all levels. The love within you will inspire you on all levels. The love within you will transform you on all levels. The love within you will awaken you to what is on all levels. And in this moment we ask, what is? What really is? Is what is the isness of the past and the future? Is it our worries about what will happen the next 5 minutes, the next hour, the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year, the next decade? Is this what is? Is what is what has happened to us in the past, as children, as young adults, as adults? Is this what is? We can interpret what is as we wish. So, for our own sake, let us interpret what is in the present moment. And what is the moment of reality as our own creation, as our own commitment, determination, dedication, devotion, and celebration to ourselves and life itself. So what is in the now. This is not hard to grasp. This is not something that is hard to accept. Only difficult and hard as we choose it to be. For in the moment the isness is, it all is. Simply is. It isn't what was, and it isn't what is going to be. It is not, I was dissatisfied, I was unhappy, I was jealous, I was unhealthy, I was poor. And it is not, it isn't going to be a good day. It isn't going to be a successful meeting. it isn't going to be a peaceful gathering. It is what we claim it to be in the present moment. So as I ask you, all children of the light, what is for you in the present moment? It is, perhaps, calming. It is, perhaps, entertaining. It is, perhaps, inspiring. It is, perhaps, interesting. It is, perhaps, bliss. It is, perhaps, neutral. It is because it is. It is, perhaps, empty and meaningless. It is, perhaps, blank. You can allow your consciousness to go deeper and deeper if you wish. And as you shift your consciousness onto a deeper level, you will gain more awareness of what is. That is your choice. What is beauty all around us. What is that as we look at ourselves in the mirror of life, we can see the beauty outside and we can interpret the beauty outside as the beauty within, the oneness. As we look into the physical mirror, wherever we are, we can perceive ourselves and interpret ourselves as beautiful beings. With the freckles, with the pimples, with the big nose, with whatever it is or it isn't, whatever we cause and create for ourselves, we can choose, certainly, to see ourselves as beautiful reflections of God's image. And how can we do this? As life is a process of growth, as life is a process of challenges, we can stay awake. We can stay present. We can stay one within ourselves, authentic and true to who we truly are. And as we do so, we can project the goodness within us into the mirror of life. And as we do, we can cause and create the effect of the goodness by being real. By taking off the masks and the facades that we put on every day, at home, at work, outside. And we can choose to be authentic in the present moment, seeing what is, living what is, as the presence of God within each individual. We can catch ourselves as we lose our temper, as we react, and choose to be proactive in life. We can choose to be present with our own selves, with our own thoughts and emotions. And as we do, we can gain greater strength. And ultimately, truly, we want to know who we are, what we are about, what is our purpose, how can we make a difference, how can we be love itself. Knowing that all of the oneness, all of the present moment, all the awakening, is a practice. And life is a process. So I invite you, I encourage you, I love you for being one within the process of life. saying yes to life every day, doing whatever it takes to be in the present moment, knowing that as you are being, you are doing, you are having. You're being love. You're doing your lovely, loving activities and deeds and chores and actions and work. And you're having ultimately what you're having from a state and a being of love, and how fulfilling it is to know that you have gained what you have by love. Being peaceful again. What is the result? What is the outcome? What will you have? How will you be being peaceful? You will be calm by being peaceful. Now, challenges, struggles, obstacles, whatever you want to call, whatever you're going through right now, as the hurdles of life jumping over one after another, we are here in it together. Support is all around. Support is inside and outside by God and all of God's angels and supporters, visible and invisible, I say. All we have to do is be open and receptive. We are open and receptive to God. We love you, God. We appreciate you. We are thankful for everything that you have provided for us. We are grateful for all the possibilities. We are grateful that you are in our consciousness, that you are in our soul, as we take time out during the day, during the night, at any moment, to simply bring our attention, intention, our concentration and focus on you. We know that as we do, we direct energy onto you, and you shall reveal yourself in many different ways. And we choose to stay awake to you, God, the divine, and all that there is. We choose to stay awake to all of your helpers, your guidance, your direction, your assistance, and your protection. We choose to stay awake to your light within us, healing us moment by moment. We are grateful. And as we are grateful, we attract a greater good to us as we release the old and we accept the new, as we cause and create love in the new, peace, joy, and happiness, perfect health, abundance, and prosperity in the new with our intentions. We know that freedom takes place as all of these intentions unfold moment by moment. We choose to be patient, trusting, and living with faith with you by our side, God, the divine, and all that there is. We love you, and we say, and we know, and we declare, and we claim that you love us as well. In this moment, I want you to take another deep breath in. And exhaling gratitude. Oh, I'm grateful. I am appreciative. I am that I am. I am one with all that there is. I am that I am. I am love itself. I am that I am. I am wise beyond words. I am that I am. I am infinite love. And with this I say, and so it is, amen. And yes, we say, and so it is, amen, claiming the truth in our consciousness and in the universe, and we are grateful. And I invite you, wherever you are, whatever you're feeling, to be proud of your presence, to honor your presence, and remember this moment that you can create at any time, this love within you, this experience within you. You can, at any moment, recall and recreate it for yourself. So I invite you at any time that you feel sadness or discouraged, disempowered, distracted, disconnected from your God, from your Source, from the Divine, from whatever term you have for this wonderful, magnificent energy, our Creator, you can recall this moment and be one again. Thank you for your presence. I appreciate you, for we are all one. I'm grateful to have had this opportunity to serve you, for as I serve you, I serve God and I serve myself, and I know my purpose here. And I invite you to contact me with any comments, suggestions, questions, if you will. You can contact me by emailing me to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com, or you can email me to michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. You can also visit my healing practice website, www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. You can look at all the guided meditation CDs that I have channeled through my higher consciousness. There is meditations for download. There is goodies for download. There is also an opportunity for you to purchase my book, 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul, to support you to awaken to your true self and all the possibilities of the healing energy, the power within you to heal yourself and others. And as well, for the Divine Presence within you in this moment, I declare oneness. I am grateful for you. I bless you all. Until next week, don't forget this moment as you can reclaim it. Re-empower yourself again. Thank you again and bless you. Good day.